The federal government regulates crude oil pipelines. The North Dakota Public Service Commission asked for a briefing on the incident from the regulatory agency, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA. The briefing happened during a PSC administrative meeting, which is open to the public. This is PHMSA's Linda Doherty.
Because it is an open investigation and could result in some type of enforcement action, there may be some details that I'm not at liberty to provide to the public.
But Doherty was able to shed some light on what happened. The spill happened on a Tesoro-owned pipeline 9 miles northeast of Tioga. It was discovered by a farmer who first reported smelling something in his field September 25th. Then that farmer noticed something on the 29th in the field. At first, it was thought to be a small spill. But further investigation found that over 20,000 barrels of oil, or nearly 900,000 gallons, had leaked. Doherty told the PSC that another company, NuStar, was contracted by Tesoro to monitor that pipeline. And she says that company was actually doing an assessment of the line. Doherty says the test found the leak.
So we know that the release started at least as early as September 10th or 11th.
And she says that hole was likely there before that. Commissioner Randy Christman says what frustrates him is the time it took for the public to be told about the spill.
But we're not dealing here with seconds or even minutes or hours. We're talking about days and days.
It is completely unacceptable that a company would have a release of this size and not know it. It's just unconscionable. And the question is, how did that possibly occur?
Doherty says PHMSA likely knows what happened and what caused the leak, but cannot yet say until all the evidence is in.
We're trying now to focus on when this release actually occurred and why the company did not detect it much, much sooner.
Under federal rules, the pipeline did not have to be monitored constantly because it was not in a defined high-consequence area, that is, either in a populated area or close to wetlands or aquifers. Doherty says the incident could well lead to tougher rules about pipeline testing.
We're in the middle of reviewing issues of whether pipelines should be tested at a more frequent basis and whether more pipelines should be tested.
Meanwhile, the PSC will be talking about whether it should have some authority over crude oil pipelines that are only within the state's borders and don't cross state lines. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.